How would you characterize that win, getting those 2 points, Paul?
I probably wouldn't. I won't characterize it. I don't think it has anything to do with our hockey season, how we play, how they play. It was it's a really good ending. Really, really good ending.
There's been a lot of talk about the resiliency of this group and the character of this group. When a team does get back into it like that, I mean, how much is that coming to play?
No, I think it has. That's a question we can look at the block of games and say that was there. I think you saw it in LA. You know, played really strong game. They're a good hockey team. So to go down 4-3, tie it, win that game. Game in Chicago. You know, it gets to 3-2, and we play really hard and well. I'm a really optimistic person. But if you had said we're going to go 5-1-1 on this 7-game stretch, I'm not sure. I mean, I certainly would have taken it. I mean, I didn't think that would necessarily be possible. This is by far the most difficult schedule of our season. Now, there's going to be tougher times when we come up. We're going to hit a bunch of good teams in a row. But we'll be rested. We'll be ready. We'll play our best hockey of the year. But this was our, you know, we've faced adversity twice so far this season. The injuries to our back end and then this schedule. And met it head on. And when we look at the block of games, which is how I'm looking at this tonight, I'm looking at the 7. Really happy with the results, really happy with handling some of the momentum shifts in the games, contributions from everybody. Goaltenders had a piece to the wins. Our back end played big, solid, minute-generated offense. We got some great, great nights for checking effort-wise, physicality. So there's just a lot of good in the block.
Paul, game seemed to open up a little bit in the second period. Was that a byproduct of maybe them playing the perimeter their game, or you guys slipping away from your
game? I wouldn't take one aspect of tonight's game and say it's a trend for either team. 4-6 for them is tough. They played last night, so there's a challenge for them. It's not the game that they play. There were no parts to our game that looked fairly close to the way we play, maybe a few minutes here and there, but I wouldn't look for a trend in that one.
In a game that
the trading the 3-on-1s there, I'm not sure that, well, I know Dave a little bit. Just the fact that he works in hockey would say he wouldn't be necessarily a fan of that.
It looked like, with a game that's so tight at the end, how do you make sense of an unsportsmanlike call with less than 2 minutes to go?
Like, I'm going to put that in the rest of the basket. You know, you can't separate one from the herd here. There was a whole host of unusual things that happened that game tonight. And like I said, I'm leaving that game where it is. We'll take a look at the block, assess our play. We've got one more game for the break. We get the first 2-day block we've had in a long time, and we'll make good use of it.
Coach, would you comment on what you're getting out of Brian Little these days, given that he's rarely practicing? We don't even see him on game day skates, and yet, you know, there he is in the game, an important goal and the shootout winner.
Right. So there's leadership right there. And that you would come to the game every night and think he's feeling 100%, certainly by the minutes the coach is playing him. And knowing that he's not practicing, his play has actually gotten stronger in this stretch. Like he was really good in the last 3 or 4 games. That's leadership. He's a quiet man. He doesn't, he's not a rah-rah guy. He's reluctantly in front of the cameras. He intelligent answers when he gets asked, but he's a real strong leader in that room because he may well be the most consistent performer that I've seen since my time here. He practices hard when he can, but his the level of his game, he just doesn't come off very much. I mean, he on his off nights, he's just positionally really good and maybe doesn't move the puck well, but those are few and far between.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, very good.